You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-hosts, two of them today, the beautiful Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Yay, thanks for having me.
And my good friend, Knox Malus from Integrity Land Title.
Yay. Great to be back.
Yep, thank you.
So if you'd like to contact us or any of our guests, you can text or call me personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. So, guys, we always want to have the top real estate professionals in the area on our show. And when we look at the top, you can't get much higher than the guy that we have in right now. And I welcome to the studio, Brad Elsner from Keller Williams in Kirkwood. Welcome, Brad.
Thanks. Appreciate you being here, for me being here.
Hey, when we look at the numbers, I always just have to ask, how do you do it? I mean, your numbers every year are just incredible.
I call it a four-letter word called work.
and I like
don't
it.
Don't tell anybody. and the number one secret is answering your phone.
There you go.
Answer your phone. Return your calls.
Yes.
When I called you for the interview, you called me back right away.
Yep.
Very important. People want things done yesterday. My photographer always asks me why people are in such a hurry.
Right.
And I tell them because they want it sold yesterday.
Yep. Better get out there and get those pictures taken now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, one of the things that you mentioned, Brad, I've worked with Brad for, you know, going on 8 years now, and the thing that's always personally struck me about his ability to work, but was also your ability to never forget or be there or miss a game for your family, your kids. I've never seen someone balance that, and I mean this truly so well, to be there for them, but yet also be there to answer his phone, but not take away from their time. And that's a pretty incredible balance. How do you do that?
Well, it's funny. My son's played baseball since he was about four. He's probably played in probably 2,000 games. I've never missed one. I've been accused by umpires for selling real estate, coaching first base. But but beyond that, no, it's family's important to me. And I make my kids, we always call it Sunday night dinner, and I force them to go dinner with the old man.
That's awesome.
Love it. How many kids do you have?
I have two kids, 21 and 20 now.
Wow. And both boys?
Boy and a girl.
Okay.
Yeah. And my son still, he now coaches and still plays a little ball in Illinois, so it's kind of fun.
And how far did he go with it? So he played all the way through Little League. You've watched him, you said, since he was little.
We coached him up until about eighth grade, and then he played somewhat in high school. Well, he played all through high school and a little in college. I was hoping that was my ticket out of real estate, but at this point, I don't think it's going to happen.
Although he's got a pretty good golf swing. If we work on that a little bit, we might still have a second run at it, huh?
This is true. He was about 10 when I made him go, okay, you're going back to the men's tees. No more junior tees for you.
Yeah, when he starts taking you on the course or getting pretty close. It's a good
oh, that's right.
Back.
Yeah, he beats the old man all the time now, unfortunately.
You wouldn't know they were related. He's got a little height on Brad, and his swing might be a little bit more elongated. Let's put it that way.
That's why we call him FedEx, because we're not sure where he came from. No. 6'1" and red hair.
Very nice.
Gets it from his mama.
Well, what you may lack in stature, you certainly make up for in production. And just what you do in real estate to be able to balance your life like that,
yeah.
You obviously have your priorities in order, and that's, you know, I'm sure that's why you're at Keller Williams, because, you know, I know that they have basically God family business is the order for
Amen.
Everything for them,
yep.
Right?
That is very correct, very correct. And I always tell people, and agents always call me all the time looking for advice, and I always tell people, if you lead with your heart, no matter what you do in life, you'll be successful.
Mm-hmm.
If you leave with your wallet, you're only setting yourself up for failure.
How long have you been at Keller Williams?
Been at Keller Williams, I think about 7-8 years now. Been selling real estate 18 years.
Okay. And you're at the Kirkwood office,
Kirkwood
right?
office, 10936 Manchester Road, right in the heart of Kirkwood.
And how about your market area? What's the predominant area that you do your deals?
60% of my business is Kirkwood, but every once in a while, I actually do branch out over 270. People laugh and say, hey, I saw your sign in Florissant or something, and I kind of go where the business is.
Well, and you know the area really well. You've been in this market your entire career, right?
Yes. Grew up in St. Louis. I always say I could sell real estate out of a shoebox, so it doesn't really matter where I'm at.
You have the ability to be mobile.
Yes.
So what about your team? To be able to do the kind of production you do, you can't do it alone.
Well, I've got an awesome assistant named Mickey Gamble, who's been with me about 6 years. Bless her heart, she drives 1 hour from Hillsboro, Missouri every day and back. She's awesome. So with my volume went from about 15 million to about 28 million last year, and I hope to do probably $32 to $35 million this year.
And let's call it as we see it. Mickey really does most of the work, doesn't she?
Well, what they say, behind every good man is a good woman. So yes, that is correct.
Lady.
Without Mickey, I wouldn't be where I'm today. So she really is a awesome person. And the great thing is she's got the same type of mentality. She forwards her phones on weeknights and weekends, texts me. I can call her at any time. And she's got a mobile office too, so it helps a lot.
She makes everybody pretty much feel like they are your only client, and that's something I think that you do as well, Brad, that's pretty exciting. If I could regress a little bit, I know, having known you a while, that you started out in the restaurant business here. Do you have any attributes that you learned in that business that have carried forward into the real estate business, besides being there a lot?
Hard? I'm not very intelligent. I go from restaurant to real estate, but no brains, no headaches.
Crazy hours.
Yes, is my motto. But I think it's just helping people. I think that's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. In the last 3 years, business has been kind of tough on people, so we've done a lot of that's why I say I'm the Dr. Phil of real estate.
The Dr. Phil of real estate. How's that working out for you?
Good. I tell you what, boy. My dad was in this business for 53 years, and he always said, if you can deal with people at your worst, their worst, you'll be mm-hmm. successful in real estate.
Well, you do get to see people at their worst. I mean, in real estate, you're seeing people going through divorce, people having to sell houses for all kinds of different reasons.
Oh, it's tough. It really is. I mean, I guess it does. It's definitely not boring, as Knox will probably tell you.
No, that's true. And I think one of the things, the attributes that I often heard about Brad was invite him to, you know, your open houses and let him go through the agent open house, because Lord knows he's going to be dreadfully honest. But that honesty is something that people very much need to hear. Even though the house did, quote unquote, suck, you kind of need that sometimes, because telling them why is a big important piece of how they're going to get their house sold.
I met an appraiser the other day that said, your dad is Steve Elsner? He said, I said, yeah. And he said, I'd love going to those appraiser meetings with your dad. He always called it as he saw it. And I go, I guess that's where I get it. So,
isn't it funny how we get traits from our parents and we don't even know where it came from sometimes until somebody points something out like that. But what a valuable trait of actually telling it like you see it. It may rub some people the wrong way sometimes. But in the end, they should be thankful for it.
Well, what my dad always said, the truth hurts worse than a lie. So,
what is the biggest piece of advice for someone selling a home that you could give them?
Clean. Growing up in the restaurant business and owning a restaurant when I was 19, they taught you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
There you go.
So I think as far as selling your house is getting it clean, decluttered. The HGTV channels have actually helped me because people say, look, I'm cleaning my house up. They're not going to make fun of me like they do on TV. So mm-hmm. I think that's really helped. So declutter, clean it up, paint and flooring, I say, is the two cheapest things that you can do to get the biggest bang for your buck.
And when people do those, if you go into a house and people need those done, you probably have negotiated with contractors to be able to send them the right direction if they need those resources, right?
We've got, over the years, built a great following. I've got a gas guy, I got a paint guy, I got an electrician, building inspector, great title company, and my boy Knox over there. And if you surround yourself with smart people, that always helps.
Wonderful. Plug it into that strategic team. It's so smart. Somebody may have their own lender. They may have their own title company connection. But the more, if they use a professional like you, the more they can plug into your strategic team and use everybody that's on your list, the smoother the transaction's going to go.
Absolutely. I was at a house one day, and I walked there to meet the people, and there was my electrician was there putting on lights. Guy cutting the grass was my guy. Painter was there. The state lady was there. It was kind of interesting to see all these people, and it just kind of hit me that's why I always like helping people out, and I think what goes around comes around, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Get them in there. Get them all in at once. You get a little synergy going between them. So, Brad, if you have time to stick around, I want to get your opinion on the market. Because I really want to know, in Brad Elsner from Keller Williams' opinion, is this a good time to buy a house or not? You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.